the Master Gardener, who we're not calling a Master Gardener today, we're calling the Tech Tutor, Nancy Comlance. Welcome back to WJBC, my dear.
Thanks for having me.
Always exciting.
Yes.
Now, I've talked to you a little bit off the air about all things Tech Tutor, but since you're going to be a regular guest on the show, I need you to start from the basics. What is a Tech Tutor, since this is the name of you and your company?
Oh, well, I hold small classes and do private tutoring for people on their technologies, people over 50.
Okay.
I hold classes currently at the ARC and also at First State Bank of Bloomington. I've been doing that since last fall.
Are you being a little ageist? Maybe there are some of us under the age of 50 that feel like we've gotten a little skipped over by the technology updates.
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It is true, though, that technology is an unavoidable part of our life now. And
yes,
there is a generation of folks, majority of whom are over 50, who tried to say very staunchly, I don't need a computer. I don't have to have a smartphone. I've seen them carrying their flip phones all around town because you still want to have access. But now the world is changing. And if you want to keep up to date on what's going on with your family, what's going on with your checking account, what's going on with your medical records.
Medical records. It's huge.
Yeah,
that's the thing that I'm stuck on is the medical records.
Well, we'll get to all of that and more today. Let's start out first about the fact that you really do have some strong feelings about keeping up to date with technology and adult development. Tell me what's going through your mind.
Well, we need to stay connected with family and friends as we get older, because you don't have as many opportunities to stay connected. You know, when you're in the workforce, you have these people all over and all around you all the time. So you stay connected. Your brain stays, you know, active. As you get older, there are fewer opportunities to interact. And, you know, people – actually, I've noticed quite a few people, once they get into their late 60s and 70s, they leave town. They go to stay and live by the grandchildren. So your circle of friends is shrinking. I'm seeing that all the time.
Is it harder to make friends when you're older? I think it is. You know,
well, I wouldn't say that. But people, not only are they dying off, but they're leaving town, and I'm seeing that a lot recently. And it's not just because, you know, we're in Bloomington Normal, but it's just this grandparent thing. They just gravitate and go to the grandchildren. I'm seeing that a lot lately.
So they're going to a place where they don't know as many folk.
And they don't know as many people. But then the local people, you know, you're still here and you're losing your friends. So it's just really important to stay connected. And of course, as we even get older, into our 80s, it can get harder to be out. We get sick. We're in more. So if you don't stay connected, what happens over time is when you become more isolated, you actually can get depressed. And when you get depressed, you're spiraling down into unhealthy territory. So then you can get sick. It actually shorten your lifespan. I mean, this is according to the research. So that's where I'm coming from. You want to keep your brain active. When you keep your brain active, you keep your memory active. And if you don't work at that, then you're going to run into some problems. Then you won't be able to stay independent as long as you wanted to, maybe, for example. And then I have another point I wanted to talk about that I mentioned you kind of started with. In 2009, there was a federal mandate for all healthcare facilities to move from paper to digital systems.
For their records.
For a lot of things. I thought it's not just medical records. So, and I can give you some examples. So now we need to use, as many of you may be aware, of the medical facility portal, like your local hospitals. If you want to access information, you have to go to their portal. If you go to a specific clinic, you have to go to their portal. And in the portal, you will find any medical test results. They're not calling you anymore. And you will find your medical records, which you need to make sure they're accurate, and they're not always. I mean, I've heard these stories, you know. And that's another place where you can schedule your medical appointments, although a lot of places you can still phone them in and call. And then also I found out recently in the portal, you can see your referrals to other medical facilities that your doctor's office had made for you. And for example, many facilities aren't even sending your medical test results anymore in paper. I had that experience myself last fall. And they're not even necessarily calling people if there's a serious medical condition.
So that means...
That is huge.
So that means anybody listening that is getting themselves into the healthcare world, if they're saying no to smartphones, no to tablets, no to computers, needs to make a really concerted effort to change that lifestyle. Otherwise, you could be completely left behind in your mental and physical healthcare.
Absolutely, and I think it's very scary.
Now, Nancy, do you know a lot of people that have no smartphones and no computers? What do they do?
Personally, I don't know a lot of people like that, but I have run into a few people. About 2 months ago, I was at some place, and I was talking about, you know, smartphones and the advantages of having them, and these two gentlemen, I don't know their names, but they just kind of laughed and said, oh, I'm going to use a flip phone, and that's all I'm going to do, and it's like, okay, but they don't know what they don't know. What they don't know is because as we age, we're all going to go to the doctors more. That's the thing.
Now, I know when my parents started looking into smartphones, and my mom now has one, and my dad still has a flip phone, one of their concerns was the size of the screen. The size of the screen just wasn't going to be large enough for my dad to read anything on a phone. Mom can still see plenty well on a smartphone. How do you feel about tablets versus desktop computers if a phone doesn't make you comfortable tech-wise?
I know quite a few people who are using, especially women, I've noticed, that have gone over to a tablet. Now, they still have a smartphone, and I'll talk about Android smartphones later, but they still have a smartphone, but the screen isn't always big enough, so they also have a tablet. And tablets are not that expensive. I think you can get one under a couple of $100, but they're very, very popular. And the thing about having a tablet, which is just a larger size Android smartphone, but you can't make phone calls on it, it looks, the screen, you can have it look exactly the same. The apps are the same. You can do almost the same thing on a tablet. So there, it's just a bigger, it's almost like a bigger smartphone, but you can't make phone calls on it. You can even read books. If you have Kindle, if you want to download books, I have that. I have a tablet. I have Kindle, and
My tablet, though, tells me if my phone rings because the two are connected.
Oh, okay.
And I find, because I could be in the other room with my tablet and have forgotten my phone charging, for example, in the bedroom, and my tablet will not answer the phone call for me, but it'll at least tell me that it's ringing. But when it comes to tablet smartphones, you're very passionate. You like the Android. You're not the Apple girl. Can you tell me why Android you think is best?
Yes, Android. Well, now I'm going with the research. Okay. I have read a lot of academic research, and of course, I have personal experience as well. But the academic research says that it's better, and here are some reasons. For one, I think maybe one of the most important one is for people over 50. We were taught logically how things were done. The way we were taught logic is different than the way the younger generations are being taught logic. So our brains are looking for things and work a certain way that's logical for us and reasonable and rational, all that kind of thing.
Like the difference between math and new math, for example?
It could be something like that,
yeah. Because I don't understand what the kids are doing with the math books at all right now.
That's probably a good example.
Okay.
So we already know our logic and how that's supposed to be. And Androids are programmed, or I'm sorry, they're developed by developers for the older set, for that older type of logic.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And again, I'm going with what the research is telling me, but I'm reading. Another advantage of the Android phone is that on the keyboard, you can swipe. You can start with one letter on the keyboard and just kind of keep your finger on the screen and just whoop, 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 swipe around as you're spelling out a word instead of pecking and typing out the letters. That's an advantage, I think. And then we also have on an Android phone in the bottom, it could be the left corner, the right corner, we have something called a back button. And we can back up one screen at a time. And you can do that sometimes with an iPhone, but not 100% of the time. But you can do that with an Android phone. Because I've tried, I do tutor in iPhones. Uh-huh. I do tutoring.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
But are you talking about a specific brand of Androids, or are they all similar?
They all have this back button.
Because I will admit here that I've been in the Apple world for a long time, but I didn't start until late into the Apple world. Now I've been in it so long, I'm nervous about switching back to an Android, but I've thought really highly about doing it for a variety of reasons, and not because I feel technologically impaired, but because the Apple company ticked off a lot of people.
Right? Oh, I see.
With some things. So I just wanted to double check, since I'm not in the Android world, that it doesn't matter which Android you say these features are true.
It's Android. And it's the Android operating
system. Standard.
Okay. Right, standard, right. So the back button's really nice because as I said, I tutor in the iPhone, and I've gotten places in an iPhone and I can't back up one screen. It's like, oh, so then I have to go home and start all over. And I've talked to other iPhone users as well. And that happens sometimes. It's like, no, that's not really, that's kind of not nice.
They seem to give me pop-up screens. And then the next thing you know is I have to press the home button a couple of times and go to which screen, because I'll have like six screens are on my phone.
Oh,
and
wow,
and so it's not a matter of going back to the previous screen. It's just, hey, you gave me another screen. And I didn't know that way to get back is to get rid of it. But Nancy's making her point. Nancy's saying that you would, if it was a first-time user, recommend an Android instead of an Apple product.
Anybody over 50, I recommend Android.
Got it.
Anybody. And then let me say a couple more things, is that we can do a speed dialing on here. So in an emergency situation, and that's happened to me, and I tell this when I teach my classes, if you should fall, and so think about who I'm talking to. I'm talking to people 50 and, I have a student last 2 weeks ago, she was 87 years old in my class. That's a big span. So somebody in there is going to fall. When you fall, your brain shakes. When your brain shakes a little bit, it affects your whole body. You feel nauseated. You feel like you're going to pass out. You're confused because what just happened? You were here standing up, and all of a sudden you're down there. So it's a real confusing situation to be in. And so if you have a speed dial set for somebody, whether it's a neighbor, a loved one, somebody you call all the time, if you have that on your home page, all you have to do is tap their picture and the call dials right through to them. That's
which is different
dial.
Than
you
an
cannot
Apple product.
Do that on an iPhone.
What
not
about voice recognition? I know for mental acuity, you would like us to do things.
Yes.
In different ways to keep our the brain exercise
sharp.
In our
yep.
brain sharp.
Right.
But in the case of an emergency, can I yell out to the Android phone and say, call 911 the way I could with another phone?
Sure. You could certainly do that. There's one of the widgets on here that I think all phones come with, and mine says Google, and then it has a picture of a microphone. You can always tap the microphone and say, call Katie. Or call, whomever.
So,
and then.
But I'm saying if the phone
do that.
Like jumps out of my hand and I can't reach it.
Oh, I see. No.
You don't have a Google Assistant of some sort in that case.
No, I might, but I don't use it.
Okay. And there's a reason Nancy doesn't.
Yes.
She wants you actually to practice using all the buttons on your phone instead of using the ease of some of these other developments, because you think our brain needs the exercise.
I'm not a big fan in some ways of artificial intelligence.
Well, we'll talk more about that, but we do have to take a short break on the clock. We'll be back with Nancy Comlance, who is the tech tutor. Her website, techtutoril.com, has her calendar of events, contact information, and even more details about some of the subjects we're talking about here. techtutoril.com. And if you need to make an appointment with her, it says how to right there on the website. But then again, we've got to make sure somebody's got a way to get to that website. So we'll come back to this conversation in a minute. First, a look at agricultural news from the RFD Radio Network.
Let's check the markets with Dale Dirk, senior analyst at AgriVisor. Another nickel and soybeans having some recent momentum here.
So we've got two
still edging their way higher here. And that's really the game that's playing out at this point.
Back.
They are edging their way higher.
Connect anytime, 829-2345 and 1-877-591-9370. WJBC and WJBC.com.
I'm glad we're having such a good introduction here with Nancy Comlance, the tech tutor, because she's going to be a regular feature on the show, talking about things that are going into technology news so we can all learn together, and reminding you that she's available if you need personalized help. And if you want to find out more about the tech tutor with Nancy, techtutoril.com is where you will find her on the web. If you have not gotten to the point where you're comfortable searching for things on the web, how else can they get in touch with you, Nancy?
Oh, boy. Email? Would that be all right?
Okay. Well, you're the tech tutor.
That's true.
So if they're not computer friendly, you need to find somebody that's going to help. Well, we'll say go to the Bloomington Public Library, the normal public library where they have computers, and ask for help. And from there, you'd be able to find out the information you need. But now we've learned that there's a bump in the speed.
You can also call the ARC, and they have more information about me there.
Well, this is the other part I wanted to get to right away, is that you do have public events that I wanted to promote here where can attend and meet you and talk to you in person. Tell us about what's on the schedule.
Okay, so upcoming education events, and I usually teach on Fridays. I have a lot of classes that I teach at the ARC each month.
That's over on Willow Street. If
that
you've never
is,
been there.
Yep, which is an extension of... Fort Jesse Road. So tomorrow, February 16, I'm teaching the basics of your Android smartphone. Really good class. These are all an hour and a half. That starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 p.m.
February 23, Android smartphone, adjusting your settings. So that's global settings for your whole phone to make everything so much easier to use. And that's on the 23rd of February, which is the following Friday. That's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then in March, the calendar is March 16. I again teach the basics of your Android smartphone. March 23, Android smartphone adjusting settings again. And on March 28, mastering your smartphone with photos and using video chat. So we actually video chat during the class so that you actually talk and see somebody else, one of your family members or a friend. We do that during class. It's such fun. So fun.
Now, are those all at 1 o'clock as well in March?
Those are all at 1 o'clock as well.
Do we need to make appointments or just show up at the ARC?
At the ARC, you need to register ahead of time at the front desk
at
least a day before the class starts. And these classes are only $15.
Okay, so keep that
really
in mind.
Really inexpensive. And you do have to be an ARC member. But if you're not an ARC member, then in March, on March 7, Wednesday, I will teach the basics of your Android smartphone. And that class is going to be at the First State Bank of Bloomington, and that's on Prospect Avenue. And you register for that ahead of time by calling the Ritchie Law Office, and that phone number is 309-273-1500. And again, you call the Ritchie Law Office, and that's going to be held at the First State Bank of Bloomington, March 7. And that one is at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Now, since we've gotten to know the Tech Tutor, I promise you in the future, if you've got questions for the Tech Tutor, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and maybe ask a couple of questions from Nancy. But before we run out of time, let's say you've inspired some people listening to finally say no to the flip phone and say yes to a smartphone, and they want to go out shopping. What do you recommend they look for?
Well, first of all, I'd get the biggest screen you can get. Probably. And if the phone isn't as big enough for you, then get a tablet. They're fabulous, and they work almost as good as a phone. It just doesn't have the phone capability. Also, if you have hearing issues, if you wear a hearing aid, really think about getting a smartphone, because now they have a Bluetooth connection between your smartphone and your hearing aid, so that when you're on the phone, it has an echo cancellation, and you hear so much better using that connection with your smartphone. It's fabulous. And then finally, if you're having, we're talking about people who are probably pretty much older, finger sensitivity, you don't have it anymore. Maybe you had some strokes because you've lost the touch, or your dexterity, you have issues with that, maybe arthritis. I highly recommend that you get a soft tip stylus. You can get those at Target for $10 or less.
They're a little spongy tip.
Little spongy tip. Yeah, some pens have those. Another thing you can do if you are having trouble touching things on a phone is to speak to the phone. And again, somewhere on your phone, on one of the home screens, you can see a picture of a microphone. You tap that and you just tell it what you want to do. What's the number for, IGA or whatever? And it comes up and it tells you the number, and then you just dial it.
I would also think carefully about where you buy your phone from, because there are some phone providers who will also offer basic information and introductions to your phone from their company and their store. Others don't. So when you're not getting the help you need, Nancy's always here for you. But don't walk out of the store with something you don't even know how to turn on, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's true. You need to know how to turn it on.
And the first time I came home with my first tablet, I couldn't figure out how to turn it on.
Right.
I didn't know that I had to plug it in
and charge it up
to the computer and then download something. Nobody ever explained that part to me.
They are not going to explain anything. And there's no little instruction booklets with phone in anymore.
No,
either.
It's no. All.
So there is no education. And that's the problem. There's no education for us.
All right, techtutoril.com. If you can't get to that website on your own, ask a friend and say, hey, I want to make some appointments or get to these classes that Nancy's teaching. Thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you again next month. And I hope next month you'll tell us all of these success stories of people you have helped.